Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section in Bihar, Jharkhand, and West Bengal, with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees. The Cabinet has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor, Bihar, on hybrid annuity mode HAM, with a total project length of over 82 kilometers and total capital cost of over 4,447 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the Cabinet Committee's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The enhanced line capacity will improve mobility, providing enhanced efficiency and service reliability for Indian Railways." Highlighting the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section, he said it is a very important project connecting Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal.
Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat doubling, ये 3,169 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है। ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार, झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है। अभी जो मैक्सिमम ट्रेन्स जाती हैं, वो भागलपुर से मालदा टाउन होते हुए रामपुरहाट हावड़ा की तरफ जाती है। इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां काफी जा सकेंगी और बहुत बड़े जो तीर्थ स्थल है देवघर उस धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और एक तरीके से साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है।
द नेपाल आर्मी हैज टेकन चार्ज ऑफ नेशनल सिक्योरिटी आफ्टर द कंट्री विटनेस्ड डेडली वायलेंस एंड कैओस ओवर द पास्ट टू डेज ट्रिगर्ड बाय अ गवर्नमेंट बैन ऑन मेजर सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म्स and anger over corruption. On Monday, at least 19 people were killed, while more than 300 others were injured in violent clashes in Nepal, as police used deadly force against the demonstrators, mostly youths, what came to be called as the Gen Z movement. Let's go live to our correspondent in Kathmandu for more updates.
Shweta. On the third day of Gen Z protest, followed by the curfew from Monday evening, the Chief Secretary of Government of Nepal, Ek Narayan Arial, is discussing with the secretaries about easing the delivery of basic services in the current adverse situation. Meanwhile, the Nepali army have taken strict control of Kathmandu Valley. Four people have been arrested on charges of looting the Bhatbhateni supermarket in Maharajganj. The security bodies also seized currency more than rupees 3 million from different individuals involved in robbery from Gaushala, Chabahil and Baudha area in Kathmandu Valley. The army also confirmed the recovery of one additional looted firearm, bringing the total number of weapons recovered so far to 32. Furthermore, 26 inmates who had escaped from the district prison in Dadeldhura have been rearrested. Back to you.
Thanks, Shweta, for the update. In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended around 0.4% higher today. The Sensex gained 324 points, to close at 81,425. Similarly, Nifty added 104 points to settle at 24,973. On to sports now. In Asia Cup cricket, India is set to begin their campaign today against host UAE in a Group A encounter in Dubai. In the opening match yesterday, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi in Group B game last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.